welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 474. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We've got another special podcast for you this week. After you heard my favorite albums, my favorite singles of the year, I asked you, what did I miss? And I heard back from a lot of you. And I picked the first eight people that told me what I missed, and that's what I'm going to pick up here. I got eight tracks for you from eight albums recommended by eight people that follow me on Twitter. These are friends. These are people that get me, right? So whatever they recommend is something I'm going to enjoy. Or let's find out. We started there with Dreamwife, a band from London in the UK. That track is called Let's Make Out, and it's on the band's self-titled album, which came out January 26th of last year on Lucky Number Records. Rob Hackney recommended that album to me, and it was a good recommendation. I think it's something that I enjoy. There's a number of tracks on there that are good, and that one there just has a lot of energy that I love. Anyway, we'll continue on here. We've got a recommendation from Charlie. He says, pick up the new Indigo D'Souza, and that's what I did. This song is called Take Off Your Pants. Know how to pick them or what. That was Turnstile with the song Can't Get Away on their album Time and Space, which came out on Roadrunner Records February 2018, band from Baltimore, Maryland. That album suggested to me by Nick Spacek, and it's a band that I've heard about and heard about and heard about, but just never picked up the album, and I'm glad I did. Very progressive hardcore, but yet still very much feels like Ray Capo's fronting that thing. Before that, we heard it from a band called Savak. The song is called Bad Eyes, and it's on the album Beg Your Pardon. Came out November of last year on Ernest Jennings Record Company. Suggestion from Jeff Parker, whom I've known forever and ever, it seems. And that album is really, really good. I think Kate may like it more than I, but boy, that one's just solid through and through. And then we started with Indigo D'Souza with the track Take Off Your Pants from the album I Love My Mom, a self-released album that came out June of 2018. She's based out of Asheville, North Carolina, and Charlie recommended that one to me, and I'm not sure how I missed that one. It certainly fits in very well with all the albums that I loved this year, so far, you're doing very well. Normally, a podcast is just me picking up music that I want, listening to it, and then play it on the podcast. This week, as I said, I'm picking up the music that you want me to pick up, and we're playing it on the podcast. Let's continue on here. There's a track from Tierra Whack. The song's called Pet Cemetery.
They treat him like a stray. I talked to God today.
All dogs go to heaven.
Heaven. I miss my dog.
Heaven.
I kiss my dog.
Heaven.
I miss my dog.
Heaven.
I kiss my dog. My dog had a name. Keep it his name alive.
Name.
Keep it his name alive.
I'm the one to blame.
If I had to leave,
he would do the same.
Hell on earth,
walk it through the flames.
Heaven. Heaven.
I'm not afraid.
welcome back to Too Much Rock podcast number 474. And that set there started off with Tierra Whack with the track Pet Cemetery. That is on the album Whack World, which came out May of last year. Self-release record put out by that Philadelphia multimedia artist as much as a performer and rapper there. That one was suggested by Adam Brown. Not my normal fare, but man, that is really smart. And it's just fantastic. 15 songs, each 1 minute long, and each just like distilling an excellent idea and then just moving on from it, and something freeing about that. In the middle there, we heard from Metric with the track Love You Back. That's on the band's album Art of Doubt. Came out September of last year on BMG Records. That one recommended by Heather Andrews. I hadn't listened to a Metric album probably for 10 years, and this one's good. I mean, I don't know that I ever fell in love with that band, but they do what they do so very well. And then at the end there, we heard from Anna Calvi, the track Don't Beat the Girl Out of My Boy. That is the album called Hunter. Came out August 31st on Domino Records. She's based out of London. That one recommended by Greg Stitt. I'm not sure that's an album I enjoyed as much as I felt how important it was. That was a smart album, but not one that really spoke to me there. But we've got one more shot to get it right, leave on a high note here. Before we do that, though, let me get the business out of the way, let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock podcast number 474. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite media, social media sites like Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and YouTube at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar this week. Tonight on the 14th, we've got Insopherum at the Riot Room. That's a pricey show. I'm not sure I'm on the list, and I don't know if I can pay $30 to get in, but maybe. On the 18th and 19th, we've got the Bowie tribute happening at Record Bar. On the 21st, Corrosion of Conformity is coming to the Riot Room. Hank Von Hell is here on the 25th, or Nan and the One Night Stands are at the Brick that night as well. On the 28th, Peter Murphy at the Truman. On the 31st, Devotchka is coming with the Craziness to Record Bar. And then peeking into February, on the 1st, we have Radar State playing at Record Bar. That's with Whiffs and Hipshot Killer. So that might be the show of the year right there, February 1st. February 12th, Lucy Dacus at the Bottleneck. The 13th, Mr. and the Mrs. at Record Bar. And that's a little glimpse into February. Looking at the website, a few things have popped up there since the last podcast. You got photos and videos of the Bralettes and Apocalypse WOW show, and photos, video of the Whiffs and Berwanger show that both happened a couple weeks ago. Maybe something new popping up here before you even listen to this podcast. So we got one track left for you, and a track recommended by Kelly Dawson. It's the band Lake Street Dive, which I've paid no attention to whatsoever. I think I got one taste a long time ago and went not for me. But hey, when someone says buy that album and they get you, you should pay attention, right? So the album's called Free Yourself Up. Came out May of last year on None Such Records. I listened to it, and it is a good album. It's not an album for me, though. There's lots of very smart songwriting in this that's pretty impressive, but at the end of the day, a little too rootsy for me. I don't know. I don't know what is. Maybe it's a little too everything for me, but this track makes me laugh. It's called Good Kisser, so that's how we're going to end up here. This is Lake Street Dive with the song Good Kisser. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
If you're going to tell them everything, tell them I'm a good kisser. Tell them all the things you told me in your desperate whisper. If you're gonna tell them everything, don't leave out the good part. Tell them the way that you broke my heart when you told me that you missed her. Gonna tell them everything. Tell them. Desperate whisper. If you're gonna tell.